This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Do you think you had someone... This is mainly directed at Slacker because we know.
No, you don't. We don't single people out on the show, redhead, diabetic
no,
girl.
We don't. Who sleeps with half of Colorado?
Not half.
I'm more. No comment. Do you think you had someone that got away? Someone that slipped through your fingers?
So the reason you're not asking T-Hack is you know he's not allowed to answer that.
No, because I truly don't think he has that.
No. I think everybody has that.
Really?
No, I think I've felt that way before in my life about like other people I dated. It was like, oh, you know, that was the one. Like anytime you go through a breakup, but then I met my wife, and then it's just like, oh yeah, no, that was that was not what I thought it was. I thought that was love. That was not love.
Okay, but
you know, like it was just so drastically different for me.
But let's pretend your wife is dead, or like or whatever. Like you just. Something changes and you guys aren't together anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you would just go find somebody brand new, or do you think you would allow yourself to start thinking, maybe one of those people was my person?
No, I don't think I would. No.
It's so easy to fall into that pattern, dude.
No.
Really?
Yes.
Because I feel genuinely, I feel very fortunate. I say this to my wife all the time. I think if you lived my life, like growing up in small town Iowa, if you lived it 10 times, 9 times out of 10, I would not be doing what I'm doing today. I wouldn't have the job, the career. I wouldn't live in Denver, Colorado. Like all these things that I love about my life, it wouldn't happen. It's just, I'm very fortunate.
You lived the perfect life.
Yes. And I wouldn't want to.
If this was Groundhog Day, you already did it. You crushed
I'm supposed
it.
To still be living like in the small town
of
Iowa.
You genuinely believe, you think like.
I think because that's genuinely what happens.
One wrong turn.
That's what happens for most people. Like, and most people, it's not even just Iowa. It's like wherever you grow up, you generally kind of, most
there.
People stay there, you know?
I see that.
And there was just more for me elsewhere. And I was lucky enough to discover that. So I wouldn't want to go back.
But you wouldn't, there's not some girl
that
you go
that.
Like,
no.
The relate, nothing.
No, no, not at all.
I think every,
you have one.
I don't. I have lots for different. But I think it's because I'm single.
That you're thinking about it again?
Yes.
I see.
Because you get in situations, I've even dated since the marriage, and it's like, yeah, well, I should have tried harder on that. There was one person that I, before I married anybody, we had a definite thing going, an on again, off again thing. And I definitely think about her. Her life didn't turn out great. And I feel a little responsible for that in a weird way.
Really?
But because there was just a point where I was like, if you keep on this path, I can't stay on it. So I bounced. And then she stayed on that path, and wasn't a good path. And I wonder if we had stayed together, if we'd have both been better. But I definitely wouldn't be doing this.
Or both worse.
That's also possible.
Yeah. I think there's probably people from my past that I didn't actually date. The kind more of a misconnection kind of thing. Probably be more, not any of my exes, that those wouldn't be.
But there's somebody that you might have pursued a little bit more.
Yeah, like there was a girl that I had a crush on for a long, long time and just never like told, never was able to talk to her. And I found out like the night of graduation, her friends were like, oh, she has the biggest crush on you. But I was already I was already happily dating my wife and who ended up being my wife. And it was like, oh, well, I guess I just... That's just one of those things.
That's great, you know? That you love your wife and like, yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah. The timing just didn't work out at all. And I was flattered. It was like, oh, this whole time she did kind of like me. I wasn't just the dumb guy in her class. I mean, I was, but she liked it.
Do you know who hasn't answered this question?
Yeah.
I don't, I'm kind of with T-Hack. I don't think I have one that got, there's like one specifically who I was, I feel like I did dirty a little bit. I could have been a little more.
Like mine.
No, 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 no. Cause he's like.
Cause you said you're not a cheater.
I'm not. Never have.
Then would you do dirty?
I just feel like I could have been more communicative. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
And you think then had you done that, you might be married to him?
I don't know about married, but we could have gone further down that path.
Do we know who this person
no.
is? Oh, thank God.
No.
Because if it was the one that I was thinking.
I don't know who you're thinking at this point. There's been a lot.
Well, there was one that was dirty, not from you. But like,
oh,
that's what I thought you
oh,
were talking
oh,
about.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
like,
no.
You did him dirty. I'm like, nope. You
no,
did not.
I did not.
The dirty went one direction only.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.